Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui l'història va de la nostra bruixa, la Tiffany. La Tiffany té 7 anys i viu en un poble normal. Però avui se'n va a visitar la seva tieta, Auntie Jem, que viu en un poble encantat. Tiffany visits Auntie Jem. Tiffany was very excited. She was going to visit Auntie Jem and spend the whole day with her. Tiffany lived in a normal village with her parents, but Auntie Jem lived in a magic village. In Auntie Jem's village, they didn't have to hide their magic. Tiffany was going to get lots of practice with all her spells. Tiffany stopped in front of the house. It was strange. Auntie Jem's house was round instead of square. And best of all, it was purple, her favourite colour. Auntie Jem opened the garden and Tiffany went in. She stopped again.
Oh my gosh!
The flowers in the garden were beautiful. And there were so many colours, but they were not staying still. The flowers were moving. They were walking around the garden. Gina had started walking, but had to stop as a line of pretty daffodils walked across the path.
"Come in, Tiffany," said Auntie Jem. "Have a cup of tea."
Gina went into the kitchen and sat down, while Auntie Jem made the tea. Gina looked around. Oh, it was so pretty. Auntie Jem had such pretty cups and saucers, and an especially pretty little sugar bowl with a picture of a black cat on it, just like Atto. Auntie Jem came in and poured them each a cup of tea.
"Thank you, Auntie,"
said Tiffany. But when she tried to get some sugar, the pretty little sugar bowl jumped up and ran away across the table.
"Oh, sorry, Tiffany," said Auntie Jem. "Sometimes the things in my house are just a little too energetic."
"That's okay, Auntie. I think it's exciting," said Tiffany. "Everything in our house just stays still. I wish our house was as magical as yours."
Auntie Jem just laughed. After they had their tea, Tiffany and Auntie Jem walked around the village to visit all of Auntie Jem's friends and help them with their magic. Tiffany met a lot of new people and even helped some of them herself if she knew how to do the right magic spells. When they got back to the house, it was evening time and Tiffany was very tired, but Auntie Jem had one more surprise for her.
"You were so helpful today, Tiffany. I want to give you this."
It was a little silver horse with a long neck, and Tiffany thought it was the most beautiful horse she had ever seen.
"Oh, thank you so much, Auntie. I love it."
When Tiffany got home, she put the pretty horse on her shelf where she could see it and fell right asleep. The next morning, when Tiffany woke up, the horse was gone. Tiffany was sad for a minute, but then she smiled, thinking about all the magical things in Auntie Jem's house. The little horse had probably just gone for a walk.